the woodcuts you have there, as you can see, are obviously related to that same experience of the black light series. Some of them have different titles. For instance, there's a Dreamtime one there. Can't remember the title of this one. Dark Mirror. And Sub-Aqua, I think it is. But they're all related to that same experience, that black light series.
The whole of this group, Tides.
Yes.
Blue,
yeah. That's a black one. That's a black light.
Black
one.
Light. But they all belong to the same
group. Yes, yes. But the earliest part of that goes back 2 years before.
I see.
Now,
David, the free form red and those two are different again.
Yeah. Around about that time, well, the date. The date on this one. I don't think we appeared. I have a date.
Did they precede the ones that came after your visit back to England?
No, they're much later.
They're later.
77, 76, 77.
I see.
And
so we have two studies and a very large one, for which we haven't got a photograph, freeform red.
Yeah.
That's 305 by 156 centimetres.
Well, I'd say that they come after that black light idea, which seemed to be mainly come out in a graphic form, which is more suitable, with woodcuts and paintings on paper rather than in canvases. But there are some, and this time there were some of those canvases in the show at Realities. One I remember in particular was a canvas done on linen. I hadn't used linen before, and I'd worked on just raw linen, that brownish colour, and I'd done it previous, I think, in one of the Brazil paintings. I'd left some area which represented, which was just a canvas. But I think only a couple of paintings at that time were done on linen. And I started working on linen, and working on raw linen, straight on the linen. And they went into, and one in particular called Ornithology was very graphic in style. It was a larger painting, about 9 by 5, something like that, which is very similar in some ways to the black light things, but spread out, as you can see here.